We've got 10 minutes to go here, by the way. This thing, let's just not put it to bed just yet. 26-10. Crichton beats one, beats another, goes for the line, stopped the meter short, a powerful run, but desperation from Cobbo. New South Wales, swing it now from right to left. Yo, Terry Evans is away. Now the chase is on. It's Young hauling him in, so is Toto. Terry Evans puts in a kick. This will be a try for the ages. It is unbelievable. It is Xavier Coates has grounded it just inside the net ball line. Daily Terry Evans runs and then kicks a banana into the in goal. And Xavier Coates, that joins the likes of Billy Slater and some of the great Origin tries we have ever seen. Incredible! 30-10.
Well, you may have heard me yelling out, oh, it had two ways to go. Oh, in the celebration of, oh, you idiot for kicking it. Thankfully, it finished just inside. That is a wonderful kick chase. But you've got to admire the skill, the courage shown by New South Wales to get back and to compete in that situation was quite remarkable.
Yeah, Terry Evans just sweating all over that pass. He knew Isaiah Yeo was going to go deep into the line and look for his halves partner out the back, and he was foxing, just waiting for it. As soon as he passed, he latched straight onto it. Too experienced. To'o and Hudson Young, a great effort, but just the class of Terry Evans sums up the situation, finds that little inside kick, and Xavier Coates on the spot to score one of the great tries, Dan.
What a kick on the run, on the outside of the boot. It was good by millimetres, but that's all it had to be. And now Xavier Coates gets his fourth Origin try first tonight. The kick is good. Unfair to the Blues this scoreline, but Queensland taking their chances and New South Wales not. 32-10.
Well, they've got to kick short from the kickoff as well. A lot of them may say, well, 22 behind, that's impossible to be able to get back. And then perhaps it is, but they've got to give them some chance of getting back in possession. They're absolutely shattered, the amount of work and defence that they've had to get through.
So, I want to be careful here, the Blues, they don't get blown out even further in these last 8 minutes. And here's a short one. It's somehow taken by Lomax, but he knocked it into the ground before picking it up. So Queensland ball now, 10 short of halfway. Wade, do these last few minutes matter?
Oh, of course they do. You just can't let it completely blow out. Like, and they wouldn't do themselves justice if they let the score blow out. Like, they're up against it, a man down, sent off in the seventh minute. Of course, they were a bit rattled. They conceded some points, but they came out here and they've been brilliant. Like, you can't fault their effort until the last couple of tries, which have been breakaway tries, right, against the run of play. But you need to give a good account of yourself here heading into the shed. So there needs to be some reward for all that effort you put in, particularly this second half.
So Val Holmes brings it back now. 20-10 becomes 32-10 in the blink of an eye. 7 minutes to go. By the way, Triple M calling Women's Origin tomorrow night. A sellout up at Newcastle. We'll be all over that one. And then the regular round, it starts on Friday and ends here on Monday. So footy all weekend on Triple M. With Lindsay Collins carrying it forward. Ben Hunt giving it to Reuben Cotter. Powerful run. The Blues now are gone. You can see the fatigue. It's finally taken its toll. 23 metres out. They're falling off tackles. They're being driven backwards. There's Dearden. Bumps off one, bumps off another. Great work down low by McInnes, who notches up his 33rd tackle. Now comes away to Nane. Nane tries to take four Blues with him to the line. And he's wrapped up. And the Maroons just happy to turn the ball over and make New South Wales bring it back from virtually their own try line.
Yeah, some really good goal line defence there, some energy shown by Luai. And I think, you know, if you think about all of the Queensland tries, as Wade said earlier on, most of them have come from like long range, from opportunities, obviously, before New South Wales corrected that right edge defensively where Sualiti was, and they moved Crichton over there, who's just so solid defence, like just as a player in general. Yeah. His development over the last 18 months has just been incredible. And Yeah, and then you think about some of those other opportunities that Queensland were able to take. The Ben Hunt trial was a long-range one off the back of Cobbo, again off the back of New South Wales, not finishing off their set right. And then, as we see an area there from the Blues. And then that last one was an intercept. You know, it was an 80-metre effort as well. So, it's hard not to acknowledge the effort and how New South Wales have gone about this second half. But it's just a couple of things that will be brought into question. They do need to fix that for game two.
So Queensland 30 metres out. Getting a bit desperate in attack there, the Blues. Trying things and paying the price now as Cherry Evans floats it out to Holmes. Holmes turning Young inside out, but then comes into the arms of Tedesco, who makes a tidy tackle. Now it's swung back in the field. Cherry Evans, long out to Hunt. Hunt and cuts out two, gives it to Dearden. Dearden out to Cobbo. Cobbo out to the wing of Taulagi. Oh, Taulagi escorted out by Zach Lomax, who's been one of the Blues' best.
Ooh, there go Hines, just gone down with a calf.
Uh-oh.
Let's hope it's just a cramp and not a calf muscle.
What? Which one is it, right or left calf? Waiter, do you know?
I'm unsure, actually. I think it's his right calf, which is the one he's grabbing. Ooh. Could just be fatigue or a lot of lactic acid this time, this late in the game.
Yeah.
They're looking at a replay. Jeez, Lomax, there's a lot to like about his game. So right calf, I'm told, is the one that he's working on here, and that is the problem one. But
yeah, he's stretching it out. Looks like it's just a cramp.
Lomax throws a hospital pass, well held onto by McInnes. Ben Dobbin, NIB.
Oh, I mean, this is going to have to be talked about. Jake Talori is the captain. He's coming back on now. He's played 25 minutes so far this evening. Like,
for a captain.
Yeah, for a captain, which I don't know what the theory behind it was, but he's just about to come back on now.
There's been some interesting usage of the bench. Took Hudson Young an eternity to get on the field.
I guess your plan just goes out the window, Dan, when you go down to 12. I mean, it really does.
Look, in all likelihood,
Gerd's any of that.
Not going to matter.
Yeah.
In all likelihood, not going to matter. Here's Jake Trbojevic talking it up. 12 short of halfway. 32-10 points. And here's Luai, a little chip kick. Tedesco coming through, but he doesn't have the tank now to put any sort of pressure on Cherry Evans, who got hit hard by the duo of McInnes and Crichton, Angus Crichton. And now it's worked forward by Xavier Coates. That's a spectacular try that he scored just moments ago off the Cherry Evans intercepted kick. Now Val Holmes, he carries it forward. It's going to be a rare origin. He doesn't score, it would seem.
Aren't we blessed with some finishes in that game right about now? We just mentioned Coates. We've seen the hammer a couple of times in that first half. Even Zach Lomax there on the ring for New South Wales. Has the game ever seen a group of better finishers? It's just exceptional what some of these athletes can do.
Here's Cotter. He's working it upfield. We had Tabuai Fido as the halftime man of the match. I'll ask you in a moment who you would have in that position now. High kick put up by Cherry Evans. The air has gone out of this game. Easy catch now, Toll. The result is done. And the Blues just want to go in with their heads held somewhat high. They're going to be so proud of their efforts, but they're looking at a 32-10 score against them. As Tedesco plays it. Now that's going to be a question for the next week or two. Dylan Edwards. I see Penrith named him. I'm not sure they had any intention of playing him this week, but he's on an extended bench with Liam Martin now dropped out. 15 short of halfway. Robson, Tyler's throwing it left to Luai. Luai getting it onto Angus Crichton. Another one who's been close to New South Wales' best. He runs straight into Holmes. Lomax is going to do the kicking. And it's a midfield bomb which goes straight up in the air. No Queenslander wants it. It's taken by Lomax, the kicker, who then hurls it back in field, but straight to Val Holmes for Queensland. So a minute 30 to go. We'll have all the interviews here with Ben Dobbin, and then we will take, I believe we'll take some of the press conferences as well as we wrap things up. Here's Tom Dearden coming, and he's away. He's got the hammer. We're going to have a hat-trick.
Bye-bye.
So Tabuai Fido has got an origin hat-trick. That's going to cap off the night just nicely for the Maroons. He started at the hammer, and he finishes it with three. So Queensland get another, and in the end it's been a carve-up. Three late tries have blown this completely, and it's 36-10.
Yeah, I don't think there's a player in the game that anticipates opportunity more than Habasso. He's early on in that play. He goes into the line, plays out the back, did, and throws a wonderful dummy. Gets through a couple of really tight edge defenders and just pushing up. He makes it look so easy. He runs the way that he runs through traffic with a smile on his face, Wade. It's just hard not to enjoy watching this guy play footy. I know he's got the wrong colour jersey on, but on a weekly basis, I marvel at the way that this guy just goes about his business. He's been exceptional tonight. We're talking about who's been the best on ground. Sure, he's had some quiet moments in the second half, and Daly certainly in the moments that mattered was able to, you know, make some big plays for his team. But gee, what a player. When a guy like Reece Walsh goes off the field and you replace him with the Hammer, I mean, you talk about quality players and finishes we have in our game at the moment, Wade, there are none better.
Oh, I agree. You always, when you look at players and they come in their emergence, you try to compare him to someone who came before him, or he moves like him, or he does this like him. No one quite moves like the Hammer. He has his own flair, and just the way he gets up and competes and catches the balls, defuse it, he just makes it everything look easy.
It's a small club that's got three in an Origin. The kick is good. There's been 11 hat-tricks, 10 different players. Anderson, Boasted, Girdler, Takiri, Singh, King, Gagai, Holmes, Tom Trbojevic. Now Hammer, so Tabuai Fido. Full time in Origin 1, and Queensland take care of business. Joe Swalee'i sent from the field in the 8th minute, wiping out Reece Walsh. And Queensland had all the answers, 38 points to 10. A gallant but ultimately defeated New South Wales have to regroup and somehow turn this around in Melbourne in 3 weeks. The Mighty Maroons halfway to another Origin Series win. They are aiming for 3 in a row, and they are one step of the way there with Game 2 in Melbourne and Game 3 at home at Suncorp Stadium. So well done to Queensland. They were challenged, but just when they needed points, when they needed moments, they had them in spades. So team shaking hands. The rare Origin where the last 5 minutes were very flat. aside from the great try by Tabuai Fido, didn't go down to the wire. We've marvelled at New South Wales, but let's talk about Queensland, because you just cannot give them opportunities like the Blues did. Ben Hunt, superb. Does the man ever age? He's with you, Ben Dobbin.
He put the hand up when he went over to score that try. It was a good feeling. Look, lots to talk about in this game. Obviously, with Reece leaving the field early and you're playing against the New South Wales side with 12 men. But that was a battle, and you in the end, you won. But it took a long time to get there.
Yeah, it definitely did, mate. A bit of a masterstroke by Billy, I guess, having Selwyn on the bench sort of worked out all right. But, you know, they come at us really hard early in that second half. You know, they only had 12 players, but, you know, they were on top of that game for a long period there in the second half. And we managed to just keep turning them away. And, you know, I think we outside back sort of found a bit of space and, you know, Hammer out a blinder. So it worked out nice.
We've got, obviously, Ryan Girdler, Wally Lewis and Wade Graham. Up to you, boys.
Yeah, Benny, you went in at halftime with that advantage, and Billy obviously would have been focused on the fact that you're coming out against 12 men, not to come out complacent. What was that halftime meeting like? What did you take back on to the second half?
Yeah, that was definitely the conversation, mate. We talked about they're going to come out and throw everything at us in that first 20 minutes, and, you know, they definitely did. So we sort of let them. Like, that first set for the second half, that kickoff, they rolled about 40 metres.
Yeah.
End up getting us in the end goal, so they obviously come out really hard, and, you know, yeah, we're expecting that.
Yeah, Benny Wade Graham, mate. Obviously a really big collision there with Reece Walsh early in that first half. Did you get an opportunity to see him at halftime, and can you let everyone know how he's doing if you did see him?
Yeah, Wade, I saw him, mate. He was actually back out on the bench by the time I got off in that first half, and, you know, he said he was feeling all right. The doctor said he passed, our doctor said they passed his tests apparently, but the independent doctor ruled him out, which is probably fair enough. He was lights out.
Always good to chalk up a win in these games, mate, but it will absolutely guarantee New South Wales will be at their best for the next one.
Yeah, 100%, Wally. They put up a massive fight tonight with 12 players, I thought, so going down to Melbourne, you know, they're going to throw everything at us, mate, and you know, we need to be a lot better, I still think, than tonight.
Geez, your club teammate Zach was impressive. I don't know if you were paying attention, but boy, oh boy, he had a red-hot crack.
Kept running away from me, I think. I don't think I tackled him once, but no, he was really good, mate. He did his job superbly tonight, and you know, he just brought his club form into Origin.
Well, you did exactly the same, Benny. You were superb, two tries. Well done.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Two tries tonight here at Accor Stadium.
He finds a moment, doesn't he, in the big ones, Benny?
Oh, yeah.
How many times has he broken our heart, Wally, and you've been riding him, but he just finds a way, and they're always those important tries, aren't they? It's the one that just confirms the victory.
Yep, and I remember one at Suncorp Stadium in Brisbane where he ran the length of the field from dummy half, and he said that he felt like the heaviest horse in the race, having to race 90 metres, but experience buys common sense in a difficult decision-making time, and Ben Hunt has been making those, and it opens up the door for him.
His partner in crime is with you, Ben Dobbin.
Harry Grant, good win. It's only one game. New South Wales was strong despite the fact they had one man out.
Yeah, they were. Unfortunate circumstances for, obviously, Walshy and, you know, for them, Suwali going off, but I think we played pretty smart there. I think we got a lot of improvement in us, but we still did play smart given the circumstances, and there were some really big efforts out there tonight, so I think Bill's going to be pretty pleased.
Up to you, boys.
Yeah, what did you make of that, mate? From a Queensland perspective, you got the job done, but where do you think you guys can improve for game two?
I think, you know, we probably had the foot on the throat there, and our second half, the start was a little bit off. We gave them too many opportunities to get back in the game, and probably just our sort of where we finished the ball, we got a bit excited at times, and some of our close to the line attack wasn't polished, but you know, you only got 10 day preparation, so hopefully we can be better for that and go again.
G'day, Harry. Way Gravy, mate. A lot of questions during the week about Selwyn Cobbo on the bench. It seems like a masterstroke now with him getting injected there at fullback, in the centre and the change up. Did he practice anywhere in the middle during the week? Because I was back and he was going to end up in there, and I didn't know how he'd go defending back-to-back tackles.
Yeah, he did sort of practice a few different positions through the week, but, you know, it's Origin footy. We've seen over the last couple of years what's happened, and we all, you know, when Billy picks a team, you got full faith in whoever's in the team, they're going to do their job, because he watches more footy than anyone and picks it apart better than anyone. So we had, you know, full faith in the team that we had, and it was really pleasing to see the smooth transition, I guess. Unfortunate for Walshy. I think he was, you know, had a really good week and was pretty, you know, I was keen to see him light up the field, but wasn't to be. Hammer took his took his show, and now he's saying, well, she's not getting his back.
Right. Well, the speed of the game, mate, obviously a standout feature.
Yeah, it was. It was very fast, very physical. I think, you know, they brought a lot, especially a man down. They were very physical, aggressive. Their debutants were really good tonight, but, I think some of our boys come up with some big plays and got over the line there.
All right, we've taken too much of your time. Well done, Harry Grant. See you in Melbourne.
Cheers, mate.
So, Harry Grant there joining us on Triple M Footy as we do it for Ream Hot Water and for McDonald's. Make it McSmart with the new McSmart meal for Macca's, two burgers, small fries and small soft drink for $6.95. So plenty of Queensland fans here. Now this, I'm glad to hear you've got Reece Walsh, Ben Dobbin.
How you feeling, mate? How are you?
Yeah, the spirit's a bit knocked. I thought I had a bit of an iron chin, but she's a glass, so all good.
So, mate, obviously, can you remember it? They said you passed that independent ruled you out, but you passed the doctor here. Yeah. Can you remember the whole thing?
Yeah, I remember. I just seen Crichton in three in, and I just told Tommy to play early. And the vision we done all week was Suwali comes up and in, and he likes contact, so. Tommy played nice and early, and I tipped on, and then he just must have got me a flush. So I'll have to head back to the gym and just work on that neck strength.
Good on you, mate. I understand it. Disappointed, though, that you couldn't get to play. I know how much this means to you. No doubt that you'll be looking forward to, I mean, obviously this weekend's now, not in doubt, but Melbourne will be right.
Yeah, 100%, mate. I'm a bit nervous, to be honest. Hammer just fucking played an unreal game, so I'll be in the shed pleading with Bill, please just give me one more shot. Just give me one more shot to, you know, show that I can do it.
You'll be right. Good on you, mate. Thank you, eh?
Well done.
I think Dobbo should tell him to wear better studs in Melbourne, because he definitely slipped into that contact.
good on the young man to speak to us after that. Such a big collision. Like, you're not always feeling positive after an early injury, having to go off and not taking part in much of the game. And I know they had the result, but good on him.
Excellent. I think clubs, and I think they encourage it because they want to sell the story. Hey, he's fine. Don't worry about him. But it was great to hear him. He's in good spirits, Walt.
Yeah, he certainly is. And it's good to hear in a situation like that. It'd be very, very easy for a bloke to get, you know, filthy, furious after having. But even he came out to, you know, basically saying he thought it was an accident. There was contact made, and not trying to take it too far.
Well, this man was on a beaten team, but he should be well proud of his effort. Zach Lomax with you, Ben Dobbin.
Yeah, Zach, disappointed obviously with the result, but tonight you proved a lot of doubters and people wrong. You belonged here. You were outstanding tonight. Just tell us how you're feeling personally to start off with.
Oh, thanks, mate. It's obviously, yeah, very bittersweet. It's you know, I'm super proud to get a debut here in front of such an unbelievable crowd and to play in such a team that's unbelievable. And, you know, the week's been outstanding. And, but, mate, to go down and lose Big Joey from the get-go, it's not ideal. Obviously, Joey's a class player, and to lose an outside back, it puts a little bit of a hole in our side. But I thought our team was absolutely courageous. Like, to play 12 men for the 80 minutes was inspirational. And, mate, we'll be ready to go game two.
Up to you, boys.
Yeah, that was my congratulations first, Zach. Ryan Girdley here, mate. What an amazing debut, mate. You're incredible out there. I was going to talk about what you actually take out of that. You know, like, you look like a really connected group. You know, those moments where you surged with you know, and the belief that you guys would have taken out of that into next camp, into Melbourne, there's got to be something there.
Yeah, for sure, Girds. Mate, absolutely, it's... You just can't question the effort of our team, and I just thought they competed from the get-go. It obviously threw a massive spanner in the works, but, you know, it's so proud of the boys' efforts, and Madge has done an unbelievable job, and, you know, his character absolutely shows, and we just wanted to go out there and play for him too, mate. He's absolutely, you know, worked his backside off this week for us, and he's put the team forward so much, and you know, we're super, super grateful, and mate, hopefully game two is a good result for us.
Mate, Collie Lewis, the incident obviously was massively disappointing. What was the message that went round of the team to inspire each other at that stage?
Mate, well, I guess, Wally, we had no option. You just got to keep turning up, and I mean, that's Origin footy. There's things that are thrown at you that you least expect, and, yep, and obviously that was one that was thrown at us that we definitely didn't expect it. But mate, that's Origin footy, and I guess whoever can adapt to those situations is the best. You know, ends up coming out victorious. But for us, we super proud of our efforts, and mate, we regroup and we go again.
Zach Wade Graham here, mate. Firstly, congratulations on your debut, mate. You hold your head up high. You were fantastic for the team. Secondly, was it everything you thought of? I know there was a spanner in the work with Joey being sent off, but did anything catch you by surprise out there, or was it everything you dreamed of?
Mate, everything I dreamed of. You know, to run out, it gives you goosebumps, and it's something that you can't explain. Obviously, Wade, you've played a heap of them, mate, and so for the rest of you boys up there. But, you know, I'm just super thankful that I've been given the opportunity, and hopefully I've grabbed it with both arms. And, mate, I just want to be the best teammate that I can, and I just want to compete on everything for my teammates. I love them, and, you know, I've thoroughly enjoyed my time in camp this week.
Well done, injury permitting. We'll see you in 3 weeks at the G. Thank you, Zach Lomax.
Outstanding.
Yeah, certainly one of New South Wales' best. Let's take a break, and we'll wrap things up. And for everyone in P1 and P5, we're here for a little while, so just get comfortable. We've got some things to assess. I want raw honesty from you two, Girdler and Graham, not that you deliver anything else, because there might be some hard truths that need to be told. But Joe Swalee, that incident ends up defining State of Origin number one. Triple M rocking Origin from Accor Stadium as we do it for Ream Hot Water and for Maccas.
Book an appointment with an audiology professional at specsavers.com.au/hearing. T's and C's apply.
Triple M rocks State of Origin. Play of the day.
Oh! Intercept. Terry Evans is away. Now the chase is on. It's Young hauling him in. So is Toto. Terry Evans puts in a kick. This will be a try for the ages. It is unbelievable. It is Xavier Coates has grounded it just inside the net
of Billy Slater and some of the great Origin tries we have ever seen. Incredible!
Shut up! The foot is on Triple M!
Triple M rocks footy. This half for Beacon Trade, your trade partner for lighting, fans and electrical accessories for the Aussie home. Beacon Trade. Let's make light work.
There are a lot of fans hanging around here at Accor Stadium. Now, I'm going to be 1,000, 1,500 people. I don't know if they're family and friends of players, but they're certainly taking it all in. 77,000 was the crowd. Pretty good crowd in the end. It got raucous, didn't it, gentlemen, midway through that second half when it looked like we were about to see one of the greatest comebacks in Origin history, 20-6 with a player sent off. And yet, did Wally with Wade Graham Gerds, but, well, when it was 20-10 and the Blues were coming home, you actually think something's happening here.
Yeah. Oh, there was a definite turn in the game. New South Wales appeared to take control. The way that they played the game positionally was very impressive. They had Queensland every time that they were getting the ball. They were deep inside their own territory. And the best that they could do was cart it out to about the 35-metre line and kick and chase. And it certainly did appear as though, things may be going against them. But one decision, I think we've all been on a team where one decision has been the difference between success and disaster. And unfortunately, that's the way that it's played. I'm sure we're about to hear, plenty in the wash from the game itself, talking about if only he hadn't been sent off, if only things had been changed a little bit differently. So, yeah. Tough one, but boy, they did not give up. They did not give up at all, and Queensland got away right at the end of it, but it was in the in the dying moments of the game.
Sorry, my mic's still here. I just think during that period, right, when New South Wales are all effort, Martin was chasing kicks, Crichton was forcing errors. It always comes back to the calm head of the Queensland spine. Like,
yeah.
Up steps Terry Evans, finds a 40-20, takes that intercept, races away, sets up a try. Benny Hunt comes onto the field, like, obviously off the back of a break still, but just makes the right decisions at the right time. And
yep.
They don't get, like, Cherry Evans' pulse wouldn't even change during a game. Sure, he'd get fatigued, but his mind would be clear and calm all the time, just waiting for the opportunity, assessing where he's at and working out the way to get his team out of the problem. And tonight it was that 40-20, right? The New South Wales are into it. Nico Hines has a shot at 40-20. He's just saved. Cherry Evans goes, right, I'll see you. Your attempt at a 40-20 and I'll kick one. And right then, Gerd said on the coverage, just a moment where sort of the air went out of the fight back, and then Queensland managed to score a couple of tries after that coming home.
Those plays, by the way, Gerds, have given him man of the match, Daly Cherry Evans. We thought the hammer might have got it, but you can't argue. Well, it's hard to argue with Daly Cherry Evans, so Daly Cherry Evans officially man of the match.
For New South Wales to find a way out of that situation, they had to be perfect, Dan. And there was probably, three or four parts of their game that were their completion rate was high, effort and energy, kick chase, all those things were spot on to get them back into the contest. Where they fell away was just the finish to their sets. So what would happen was, and Wade, and while you guys know, like, how important it is when you're putting all that effort in as a team and, you're a man down, you're winning the battle, there's momentum's on your side, and all of a sudden you get to the last play and your halves don't get a kick away and Hudson Young kicks it into a post, and then that just breaks the spirit of the team. Because, and that happened like two or three times in those crucial stages of the game. And yeah, sure, the Cherry Evans moment was a big one, but I just thought that, and then you come down here and Benny Hunt ran through three guys because they were heartbroken.
Yeah.
They were guys that had been, like, Tedesco was outstanding effort-wise. He ran through Martin, he ran through Luai, like guys that had just been putting their body on the line all night that just got broken in a few moments where New South Wales just had to be that little bit better.
And I think that was the difference tonight.
If they had one point I thought was a bit of a standout feature, Queensland, whenever they were kicking, they did so in a position where it put New South Wales under deep pressure. They didn't have any cart over the dead ball line and give away restarts. They made sure that it was deep inside the territory. And you could see the New South Wales guys that had bravely volunteered to come up with stopping try-scoring opportunities. Then they were getting the ball and thinking, right, now we've got to cart it away from the line. How much energy have we got left? And they often say that it's not that much different, 13 players to 12 players. Well, do it at the highest level of State of Origin standard players and you'll quickly realise that it certainly is.
All right, we've got a whole new audience in P1, so in P5, I just want to reiterate, clear send-off, Wade. Even with Origin, could have gone 10 in the bin. I know you're a blue man and you're a blue man, Gerds, but the consensus was there was no decision.
Oh, I think it had to be a send-off. Like, as disappointing as it is, unfortunately, he made direct contact with his head, with his shoulder, and it wasn't just contact. Like, it was forceful. It was full freight into him. And again, if that's not in today's modern game, if that's not a send-off, I don't know what is a send-off. And that hurts me saying it because I knew, like, we all knew that the game had drastically changed the minute he was not coming back. Like, 10 minutes you can survive.
Yeah.
63 minutes, it's just a very, very hard task.
There will be discussion around the slipping. There was definite, you know, lowering of the body of Reece Walsh in contact.
Yes.
Just late, as he went to tip on, you can see he goes back. Now, the onus has got to be on the defending player. We know that.
He came in with intent.
He came in with intent. He did lower. He got a 6'3" guy tackling a 5'10" guy. So all those things are going to play, especially when you've got a small guy going into contact that slips on a bigger guy. It happens a lot. I don't think that, you know, I'd like to say that they could have found a way, especially at Origin, knowing that, how important it is to keep him on the field.
Yeah.
But, gee, I tell you what, there would have been some pushback.
Yeah, I can understand that, mate, but I probably tried to put the if only on it. If only it had been the Queensland bloke that did that and he didn't get set off, would there be a little bit of unrest? And I'm damn sure there would have been.
Oh, for sure.
It was very unfortunate. I don't think that there was, you know, any malicious intent there. It was just one of those things that happens every now and then. It spoiled it, the game a little bit.
A young referee called Liam Kennedy was in the bunker. We've seen him for a while now, but he's not hugely experienced. Imagine the poor bugger thinking, I'm about to kill an Origin game and potentially a series, but he had to make that decision.
Remember the old scoreboard where he used to flash up, ref's call? He's just down the mic, Ash, you take this one, mate.
I just got back from the bathroom, I missed the whole thing.
We've had a technical difficulty.
It shows you where the game is at the moment that, you know, and I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing, but moments like that, like with the speed of the game and how complex it is and how cautious players need to be, like you got these athletes coming in out the back of shape, you got edge defenders that need to jam in to try and shut them down, and these things happen in like the split. It happens so quick. A guy slips, a guy's just going in for a normal conventional tackle, and all of a sudden your Origin series is changed on the back of that.
Yep.
You know, one of the days, like when MG comes out against Wally and has been given the green light just to go nuts, and there's things happen on the back of that, you know. But in that situation there, it's a guy on debut trying to keep up with the speed of the game, put in a situation where he's been training all week to come in and try and jam, and you got a small fullback that slips in front of him, he gets him in the shoulder, and his series is over.
It'll be interesting because Dan raised a good point about actually what the charge sheet says, whether it's careless or whether it's reckless, because the two, there's a big difference.
That's right.
In the amount of time you spend on the sideline, so it's going to have massive repercussions, not just for Origin but for the Roosters too.
Well, and it depends. I'm not sure he's got too many priors, but I haven't got that list. Oh yes, he has got priors actually. Dangerous contact grade 2. This is last
year. That's the knee lift, isn't it?
Now, do the rules, do they wipe out at the end of each year? They did it after COVID. They just said, right, all priors are gone. But I'm not sure that's the case anymore. I still think it's a one-year layover. Anyway, he's going to get weeks, whatever way you look at it. Now it's just a matter of how many. it's been captured on camera, and in fact, it was pretty easy to see Nate Miles giving Swalee an absolute bake after he was sent off as he was walking off. And I'm reading here, The Telegraph, Queensland assistant given official warning after launching a verbal tirade towards Joseph Swalee.
I don't think Nate went through one Origin game when he played without an official warning. So just another one for him to chalk up in the books.
All right. We're waiting for some press conferences to happen. All right. Why don't we just go through some players here? In fact, do you want to knock off the last ad break? Yeah, we've got one more ad break and then we'll come back and we're going to go through some of these individuals and get these boys' assessment on whether they play in game two. Queensland 38, New South Wales 10. Great win by the Maroons as Triple M rocks the footy for Ream Hot Water and for McDonald's.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rocks State of Origin. For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M Rock State of Origin.
All right, we're going to assess some players right now as we do Triple M footy for Ream Hot Water and McDonald's. If we get the press conferences while we are on air, we will certainly bring them to you here. Now, I can't believe you, Wade, and you, Ryan, are making the king do the 3-2-1 for employment hero. I mean, yeah. it's beneath him. It's beneath the king to have to sit there and go through the stats and work. He doesn't even need to go through the stats, but he's going through them because he's studious while you two buffoons back with your arms crossed.
We treat this award with so much respect that if you've got the king here, the sponsors, they'll extend for 5 years if you get the king handing out the awards.
That's worth a gold chain.
Unbelievable. From hired to retired, employment hero, HR, recruitment and software,
ching.
Nice save.
Yeah.
It's employment solved. Search employment hero today. All right, King.
3 points, Daly Cherry Evans. He wasn't the most spectacular player out in the field, but I took a special interest in his organisational skills out there. That was one of those games he had to make sure people were in the right place at the right time, and I thought he did that exceptionally. There were a couple of times that he created opportunities for others, but I thought as a captain, he was perfect. Second best, Ben Hunt. He's darts out a dummy half. This is a guy, I remember him as a halfback and being involved in plays where he was a little bit uncomfortable when he was getting in the middle of the ruck and was advised not to run there all that often. So it was a case where he did it. Now he's developed into a fine dummy half and just the man that Queensland could use. And the other one, Jeremiah Nanai. He came up, I saw him come up particularly close to the try line two or three times. He came up with last ditch efforts where he did all of his work from marker to bring him down side on, and they're the guys that that can win the game for you or guarantee success in the game for you, those that are prepared to go that one step further and work that little bit harder. When it happens on the field, it rarely gets the credit. When they sit down and his teammates will be looking at him and they get to watch that game, then they'll appreciate his input.
Nice. Little surprise you couldn't find a point there for a New South Wales guy.
You deserve that. If you're going to stick in with it. By the way, nice find, Wally, and a 43 tackles. Not known for his defence, he's known for scoring tries. Now, if you think Wade Graham's having a bad night, Gerds is having a worse one, because not only has he watched his Blues get towered up, and now his shoes are falling
apart. Not just one shoe, but the other shoe's gone as well. Like, when does that happen?
So the whole shoe...
We've only got a long walk to the car too, Gerds.
This is an indication of how often I wear shoes in up on the Sunshine Coast.
What size are you, Gerds? I'll give you mine. I'm driving home anyway. You got a trip home. You can have mine.
Sunshine Coast. It's thongs or thongs.
So look tomorrow at your Noosa Mr. Minute. It's getting his,
these won't make it back up there. They won't make the, these won't make the flight. They'll be left in the back of Charlie's car.
All right.
Let's sign them for you, Charlie.
Let's assess some of these players. Firstly, the big ticks, shall we? Angus Crichton.
Yeah, massive tick. Lomax.
Yeah, massive tick.
Well, no, well, let's just... what did you like about... We've got a bit of time to fill here. I can't believe, Wade, the turnaround in Crichton in the last 6 weeks. How... He has, I mean, the idea of him even playing in an Origin was absurd 6 weeks ago. Now he's one of their, if not the best player for New South Wales.
Yeah, well, really, well, I can't say coinciding exactly with the timing of the David Fifita situation, but because he was playing good footy before that, he was just on track and getting back to the Angus Crichton that we knew and had played plenty of games in this arena before. But certainly since that debacle with the signing, not signing the backflip, he's playing out of his skin, and he thoroughly deserved his spot back into this New South Wales Blues team, and he did his job tonight. Not only was he active and strong with his ball carrying, but some of his kick chases, like he was only second probably behind Liam Martin in that fanatical crew. So the two back rowers were outstanding tonight for the Blues.
This is where stats let you down too. Liam Martin, you look at it this, and it looks ordinary. Seven runs, 61 yeah. metres, 25 yeah. tackles. What an impact that bloke has. Not that he needs a tick, not that he's...
And you know what? Like, when you lose an edge player, it gets difficult for everyone, but it really gets difficult for those edge defenders because all of a sudden they're under more fatigue and they're making more decisions and they've got to move further laterally, you know, and they get targeted even more so. So those two guys tonight were just incredible. Incredible performances by back rowers. I know Wally Nanai was great and Seward, you know, would be happy with the way that he came back into the arena. But those two guys were just, they were really aggressive. Angus Crichton came up with like a steal. Like they just do things in the game that create moments and opportunities for their team. I thought they were just sensational, both of them.
Let's look at Lomax. He's a certain winger, isn't he, for game two if he's fit?
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, there's no question there.
Oh, no. I mean, you know.
I'm told, sorry, I've just got the producers talking my ear, yep. South Wales will have their press conference shortly.
Yeah, no, so. I just in relation to Lomax, you know, you sink or swim, don't you, at Origin level? Yeah. And he had every opportunity tonight to sink.
Yeah, but he swam. Michael Maguire, I believe, is at the microphone. Gents?
Grant Hackett.
But, you know, I just spoke to the players there about, you know, how hard they wanted to work for each other throughout the game. I thought, you know, we put ourselves actually in positions at times where, you know, we were quite dominant. But I guess, you know, fatigue comes in at some stage. But, you know, playing a longer game and, you know, when you're playing sort of with a man down, it's, you know, you've got to sort of really try and bury the opposition into the corners and, you know, fatigue finds you at some stage. But, you know, I'm actually really super proud of their efforts. I've got to say, look, individuals are out on their feet. It made it a bit tough, but... You know, one thing I do know about this group, that they've really shifted the dime on where they see and how hard they want to work for the jersey. So that's something there that, you know, we'll continually push moving forward.
And how did you see the send-off? Was it
warranted? Well, mate, I think earlier on in the year, I think he ended up with a broken jaw, I think, and there was no send-off. You know, so it's a big call at this level. I mean, it's tackle, you know, he was falling and... but again, I'll have to have another look at it. But you know, I think it's a massive call for a game like this.
Jack, you were pretty animated with Ashley Klein. What did you think? What did you say to him?
Oh, yeah, it was a tough one. Yeah, I didn't expect him to get sent off, if I'm being honest. Mm-hmm. Just probably because of the enormity of the game. But that's the way it went. You know, it was tough. But as Matt said, there was periods of the game we were to take a lot of confidence from there. Probably the first 20 minutes of the second half, I thought we were on top, you know, with 12 men. So got to give a lot of credit to the lads. They worked really hard and we put ourselves in a position there to be, you know, puncher's chance at the back end, which is nice.
And how's Joey? Well, you would have spoken to him. You would have been dreaming about this mate for ages and was over very quickly for him.
I'd imagine he's got a fair bit of emotion rolling around inside at the moment. But one thing we're going to do is that we get around him. That's what we do. You know, as you just said, you know, they made the decision, so we now look after our own.
And you were able to plug the gap there sort of later on in the first half and into the second half, but did you feel like as a team you guys were able to react quick enough once he was sent off?
Well, it takes a bit of time just to try and get that adjustment. I mean, you know, you've got two smart halves in the opposition that are looking for that type of that area of where the player is. So, you know, the boys did adjust on the run very quickly. Well, they were able to capitalise on it, you know, and once all of a sudden you need to flip an extra player across and people adjusting, all of a sudden, you know, you've got two smart players in the opposition having to look up and seeing the opportunities of a short side. So, yeah, I thought the boys actually adjusted quite well. But, you never you're never probably planning for having a bloke off in a circumstance like that where I thought, you know, it was a line call, honestly. Like, you're playing in a game like this and it's a massive line call and, yeah, it's disappointing to see him get sent off. But they call that, and that's the way it is.
And there was a lot of talk in the build-up about your bench and whether you had enough cover there. When a guy gets sent off, does cover help at all, like in terms of...
Well, I don't think anyone's ever planned for a send-off in an Origin game, so... yeah, we had all our rotations, everything covered, you know, and I thought, you know, Hutto went out there in the centres and we had Angus out in the centres at some stage and they actually covered that really well. But when you're 12 men, it's, you know, you've got your middle is just working that hard. So, you know, and I really felt that the boys worked really hard for each other. You know, you can see times there where, mate, the effort of some of the... And as Jakey just said, like, we come out in the second half and they did exactly what we planned. But unfortunately, you know, they got it... We probably missed a couple of tackles that led to sort of long-range tries, which, you know, turns you around.
Should it be leniency because it's an Origin match?
Well, I don't know whether you call it leniency, but I just spoke about it before where, you know, earlier in the year, there was nothing happened when, you know, he broke his jaw. So I guess this one was line ball because he was actually falling. You know, and he, obviously the height of that just last moment had Joey... clip him a bit, but big call in a big game like this.
Mate, there'll be 8,000 fans out there, and that effectively kills the game very early on. Does the game need to look at maybe after 10 minutes being able to substitute out?
Oh, those sorts of things are definitely worth looking at, but yeah, you made a call. They made a call, and yeah, well, actually, have already received a lot of messages from a lot of people saying how hard the boys tried in that circumstance, so you know, people see that, but you know, doesn't help us right at this moment because, you know, it was, you know, the preparation that the boys have had and the way they're really working towards what, you know, this Origin space stands for is, you know, been exceptional from the players. But ultimately, at the end of the day, we know that we're chasing a result.
I know you've got a lot of faith in your team, but did you feel like at that moment that it was a bridge too far to be able to get back in an Origin game?
No, I didn't actually. No, because I've felt what the players have and what they've spoken about through the week. And as we said, we had moments, but, you know, it's always a challenge when you're a man down.
Jake, what was the message out there on the field when that happened? Obviously, it was 7 minutes in, 8 minutes in.
Yeah, just to keep fighting. Obviously, as Matt said, we've had a great week, you know. It's been a great week of preparation, so we come in with a lot of confidence, you know, and said you don't plan for that sort of thing, but just keep fighting, keep working hard and just do our best, mate. And as we said, mate, we've got to take some confidence and be pretty proud of some of the efforts there. That was really pleasing, yeah.
I won't make any comment about someone's game until I go back and have a look at it. So it's, yeah. Yeah, there are obviously a pretty disappointed change room in there, and I'm not going to talk about people's performances here. I'll have a look at it first and talk to them individually. Yeah, that's what I'll be doing.
There were certainly some standout performances, though, I think. Probably like
Sapo
Max and Liam Martin.
Yeah, I thought Angus Crichton. Yeah, I thought across the board, like, you know, Payne Hask covered a lot through the middle and, you know, through circumstance. Or, you know, Jakey did some great things at the start, but, you know, the rotation of what we had just didn't allow us to sort of get that back on, having to cover the back rows and plug the edges. So, you know, that's there was a number of good performances in and around, you know, parts of the game that I'll definitely have a look at.
Well, Matt, how do you turn it around quickly now? Like, obviously, it's a hard task winning two on the road to win the series from here. How do you try and turn things around quickly?
I've been in this circumstance before, so I know exactly what we'll do. Yeah, I'll obviously talk to the players, and you know, you have 13 players out there. Well, the whole game's a different ball game. So, yeah, I'm really confident in where the players are taking what we're doing.
Jake, can that 10-20 minutes either side of half time where you guys got yourself back into the game with 12 men, can that be something that galvanises you going into these last two games to try and turn it around?
Definitely, without doubt. As you said, we take a lot of belief from that, and I think the boys showed a lot of fight. You know, so. Yeah, we've got to take that period moving forward. And as we said, that 20-minute period was really dominant period with a man down, which was really pleasing. But as Matt said, it's a long game, you know. We've got to do it for longer periods, albeit, you know, we were down, but albeit we've got to do it for longer. So we'll take confidence in that and we'll take some belief and we'll keep working hard.
Yeah, that's the end of the New South Wales press conference. We're on for a few more minutes. If Billy Slater takes to the mic, we'll take him as well. Your assessment, gents, of Michael Maguire. Certainly contentious, the send-off. I'm reading comments here on the Nine coverage. Apparently, both Cameron Smith and Paul Vorton said it wasn't a send-off, not at this level. So, along the same lines of thinking as Michael Maguire. Anything else jump out at you from that presser?
No, well, I think they're just trying to take the positives out of it, where it's not really a positive situation, but you have to. And listen, heading into the game, it's not over. Game one's over, but you still got to fight to keep this series alive. They showed plenty of spirits, and we did see parts of the plan that we thought Michael Maguire and his team were going to implement come out sometimes in this game. Like, they had 12 men for 63 minutes, was it? Or 73 minutes, sorry, longer. Yeah. They only ran for 100 metres less than Queensland, and Queensland had a lot of long-range tries, right? So they actually equaled the metre battle. They made Queensland miss 40 tackles to their 46 with 12 men on the field attack, and they were all over the shop in their attack. So they weren't able to execute their plan fully, but if you break that game down, which Michael Maguire will do, and you look at certain parts that you need to look at, you'll find stuff in there that actually they thought would happen, and that's where they would gain the advantage. But the fact of the matter is, like, it's just too hard a task to play against a man up for 73 minutes at this level. And Queensland, they found a couple of tries. All of a sudden, you had not only had the pressure of the extra man, you had the scoreboard pressure, the fatigue pressure. Even, like, we don't talk about Jakey, the captain sitting on the bench for so long, but what are you meant to do there? Like, when you're 12 men down, you need your most dynamic and agile guys out there to move extra quick. And Jakey's there to tighten up the ruck, to be that defensive presence. So you have your captain sort of pigeonholed onto the bench because the rotation's been changed and you need to get those dynamic guys out there. So not a lot went right for New South Wales in a lot of areas.
Can I say something, Wade? I think if the situation's reversed, I think Queensland are better at adapting. I think they would have sorted out that rotation. You had Hudson Young not come on until the last 20 minutes of the game. Players were fatiguing everywhere, and you seem to have blokes only play 20, 22 minutes. Is that an unfair?
Well,
I'm an outsider. Tell me if I'm wrong.
I disagree because, like you said, you switch Crichton, right?
Steve Crichton.
You switch Steve Crichton, and you've already got a back row, Martin doing the job. So you're going to just put Hudson Young on to, for the sake of putting him on, or you're just going to let the boys go? Because they had Payne Haas on and they had Spencer Leanu on and they were doing a good job.
Well, this is where the expertise comes in. But if you've got players, as we saw in the last 10, they had nothing left.
Yeah, but Spencer Leanu went off, right, for HIA. They put Isaiah Yeo back on and then he got the change. So you just don't burn a change for the sake of burning a change.
Fair enough. So what was their plan with Hudson Young then? Because he only came on with 20 minutes to go.
I think that would have been his plan anyway, to be honest. If you're a back rower, he was a back rower forward cover or outside back cover. That was the role that I used to play. I used to know going into an Origin game or a Test game. I might only get 10 or 15 minutes because if the rotation's working properly, then that's just the way the
game
goes.
Fair enough. That's Young, Trbojevic. Not enough time?
Well, again, you have Spencer Leanu, Ola Kawatu, Isaiah Yeo, Cam McInnes with the leg speed. Down a man, you need leg speed. You need to be dynamic in the middle, and like we all love Jakey, but Jakey's job is there to tighten up the middle. We don't need the middle tight, we need agile guys being able to swing both sides of the ruck. So it's a hard situation to be in. Like, you can prep for a lot in a game. Really, do you prep to play 73 minutes with 12 men?
Not. Yeah, and without your captain.
Yeah,
which is I just find that is confusing. Obviously, it may be. You may be able to do it at some levels, and I just don't see it in a position of this, and it just didn't work out to be New South Wales night where your captain. I've always found that your captain, he's got the biggest mouth on the field. He's doing all the organisation skills. He's dictating terms to his players on what he expects from them, where he wants them to be, and to be without him in for a considerable period of time in that decision making process, I think that stung them badly.
But also the body language too. Like, when you're down in the trenches and you're looking around for some inspiration, and that there's guys you look to, and to be fair, some guys in New South Wales put their hand up. Like, Liam Martin put his hand up. He was boys.
Well, good.
Half a dozen of them played sensational.
Think about Reece Robson. Like, his first starting game. Yeah. He probably went out there with a plan, Madge, to give him a break and put McInnes on at nine for a while. But
That didn't happen because that changed the rotation again. And there's a guy out there that's had to play 80 minutes. And I tell you what, he did not miss a beat. His line speed, you know, he was at dummy half. His service was really crisp and clean. And you got to think that these guys, especially in those key positions, they haven't spent a lot of time together on the field. They've had this one training camp. Nicho Hynes probably missed the first 2 or 3 days. So if they go back in with this sort of similar spine, these key positions represent something like we've seen here tonight, they're only going to get better. And Origin 1's always just a little bit sloppy, especially from New South Wales, because traditionally we do have more change on an annual basis than Queensland. So I think there's a fair bit to take out of it for New South Wales. No one likes to be one down, especially when you've played the first game in your home turf. But we've had a good run in Melbourne.
Yep.
You know, from memory lately, and we go down there and I think we give these guys a really good chance, and then it's one all, and then anything can happen.
Yeah, and I think the coach will sit there with the replays, and all of his replays will be when Queensland have been attacking, looked like they were certain to score a try, and he'll give them a huge pat on the back and say, you've stopped another try, another try, another try, another try, and it was with 12 men, and I think they'll find that quite comfortable to take a little bit of confidence from that.
Yeah, I think, sorry, again, not to cut you off, Dan, I moved.
Oh, by the way, can I say, Wade, that was an excellent defence of the bench. That was outstanding performance by I enjoyed that education. That was very good.
Thank you. It's one win for the night for me and you, Gertz, all right? I suppose, like, the maturity of that New South Wales team will be pretty settled and comfortable heading into this second game. And Madge's going to have to look at the tape. And the two probably glaring decisions that I see is what he does if Dylan Edwards is fit.
Yep.
And James Tedesco, what happens there?
Yep.
And what happens with Mitch Moses and Nicho Hynes? Because Mitch was fantastic last game he played, and obviously he's got probably 2 games before the team's picked, or one? He'll get this weekend and following weekend. So you have 2 more games, and there's no doubt that an area that New South Wales lacked in, particularly missing Cleary, was their kicking game, their long kicking game, and that's an area where Mitch is an expert. He's probably only number two behind Cleary. So really there's 2 question marks for me. The rest was pretty solid, and Madge will have a look at that tape, and again, he's not going to comment on performances with the emotion in the battle.
And a centre.
Oh, and a centre, sorry, that's my battle.
Come on, Wade, you bit.
Well, we played without one tonight. Let's just throw Liam Martin into the centres again and we'll pick another back rower.
James Tedesco. He tried his backside off, but he always does. But that's a straightforward one, Gerds. If Dylan Edwards is fit, he's one.
I wouldn't say it's a straightforward one. And I think, you know, Madge will have a look at the tape and, you know, like... He was everywhere tonight.
He was everywhere tonight.
He's a hard guy. He never plays him, you know, this is what I thought about this whole Tedesco thing the whole time. He never plays himself out of anything. But sometimes, you know, people play themselves into sides, and I think that's what happens with Dylan Edwards. He just played himself into that. He'd been playing at such a level for such a long period of time that he could not be denied anymore. James Tedesco had done nothing wrong. His form in Origin's always rock solid. His club form this year was exceptional. And he came out there tonight and held his gloves up and was courageous, as he always is. And it's going to be hard to swap him out, to be honest. But that's Madge's call. He made the call. He's shown us already that he's happy to make that call if he feels. And look, this is he looks at parts of the game that, you know, we're not looking at. He's looking at data around play the ball speed, how many times he lands on his belly, all the things that we don't really see, that he watches Dylan Edwards on a weekly basis and sees when he runs, on what tackle he runs, and the dynamic of what happens on the back of when he runs, you know. So there's parts of the game that we're probably not watching that we can make a decisive decision on why Dylan's there, but I'm sure Madge knows.
Well, it's always up to the coach, right? Like, if I come out, if I'm a player and the coach gives me one job to do and I go out there and 80,000 people in the stadium hates the rest of my game, but my coach loves that one part that he asked me to do, guess what? He's picking me because I did what he asked me to do. So he's definitely going to be looking at parts of the games that we're not seeing because we're not in those walls. We don't understand their complete game plan. But, like, apart from those probably 2 question marks, it's a pretty...
Who do they bring in at centre?
Well, we all think it's a right centre
in a couple of, well, in a couple probably, of weeks.
Well, it's back to the same equation. It's Bradman Best,
but he's out injured, isn't he? Is he? What's the timing on Best? Because we know that, you know,
not playing this week.
Because you know that, well, Crichton Latrell can play either side. That's what I was. Well, that's, Latrell's that's my next there. Point.
Like,
that's my next point.
He's probably the one that, you know, you go down to Melbourne, game on the line. He probably understands why he's not here, because his club form hasn't been outstanding and probably didn't warrant to be in this team game one. But come, like, talking game two, opportunity arises. The ability of Stephen Crichton, who started on the left, finishing the right. You just play Stephen Crichton on the right and just go, well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Best may get one game in before game two.
Okay.
But may get one game in. I mean, I'm listening to you blokes, the way you talked about Moses, his performance last week. That's enough for you, I reckon.
Well, he's kicking game against the Sharks, mate. Like, Sharks dominated that possession early in that field position.
Yeah.
And he just kicked them to death. Long kicking game.
You guys have got him in. But very quickly, we've got 3 minutes of broadcast left. Here is Billy Slater.
Like, I'm always proud of this footy team. You know, the way that they prepare, the way that they carry themselves. They're a credit to themselves as leaders of our state, and it's not just me. I could imagine what 5.5 million people above the border there are feeling about their footy team, and pride would certainly be at the top of the list.
You saw him come back out there, just sit on the sideline.
Yeah, he seems to be okay now. He didn't look too good on the field, obviously, but he seems to be okay in the sheds.
What about the way the way you had your bench, it worked a treat for you ultimately, not the way you probably hoped it would come to fruition, but the way Cobbo handled that, what did you make of his performance the way he came on?
I thought, like, the team's adapted to adversity the last 3 years. Yeah, you think back to last year, you know, Adelaide, we had both our wingers go off the field. We had centres playing on the wing. We had, you know, Dave Fifita playing in the centres. Ben Hunt was playing in the centres. The team's been accustomed to adapt to adversity, and that's no different to tonight. You know, I thought Hamill was great, just slipping back into that fullback position, and everyone else. Felice Kaufusi came on the field, done a great job. You know, and Selwyn, look, hindsight's a great thing, but, you know, it worked out in our favour.
He showed great temperament, though, didn't he, to do that, though, Billy, as well. I mean, it's all, I know you've got a high opinion on him as a player, but to be thrust in like that.
Selwyn?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's his position. He plays there weekly. Like, he's prepared to play there. You know, we prepared for the unexpected, and the unexpected happened.
Billy, I think you said.
All right, we might have to leave it there because we've only got 1 minute of broadcast left, and then we have to pull the pin. Much more enjoyable, those ones, King, when you come in after a win than a loss. But pretty straightforward stuff there from Billy Slater.
Yeah, I think he didn't go too far outside the boundaries there, and he'll want to make sure that his players are reminded that they still had to fight for quite some time in tonight's game, despite being one up. So he'll remind that to his players.
Great job by you. Always a pleasure to have you with us on these big nights, Wally, here on Triple M.
Good on you, Wal.
And Brian Girdler.
Good on you, Dan.
Where's those calls from the crowd? Graham. Wanker. I'll get them on the way out.
Oh, I tell you what, we've got cameras in here. Can we get the look of Gerds' face when Billy Slater said, the 5.5 million Queenslanders? You love it when he pulls that one out.
I love when he draws.
Because Queensland get it, Gerds.
Yeah, they
and
do.
You're from New South Wales. Triple M rocks the footy. Well done to the Maroons. Women's Origin tomorrow night right here.
State of Origin on Triple M.
Full-time highlights for Mitre 10. Get expert service trusted by the trade at your local Mitre 10 trade centre.
It's Australian sport's greatest rivalry, and it kicks off for 2024. Jerry Evans runs down the short side. He's in the 10. Hunt scores, and Queensland are over with their first chance. Now Stralevi has wiped out a player. He's in trouble. It's Reece Walsh. His night is over. He's off. Joe Stralevi has been sent from the field. A sensation early in Origin 1. Out in front of Luai. Did well to hold on to it. Changes direction. Tedesco takes it and scores. And the Blues have hit back. Play to Hunt. Gives it to a running team. Throws it left to Sewer. Gets it on to Brian hands Talungi. He's away. He's got the hammer on his inside. Gives it to the hammer. And the hammer scores. Gives it to Cobbo. Cobbo breaks away. Then runs over Lomax. Then slips up close on Talungi. 3-on-1. Back to the hammer. Goodbye. Robson still the last. He gives it to Hines. Puts up a
high. Jump for it.
Yes. Lomax. Got it. And came down with it. Lomax climbs the skies, takes the ball, fights with the defence to get it down. And something is happening right now. Queensland have got New South Wales shot. Hunt runs for 20 metres down the right side. And he breaks them wide open and scores and raises his left arm and sends Queensland to certain victory. Terry Evans is away. Now the chase is on. It's Young hauling him in. So is Toto. Terry Evans puts in a kick. This will be a try for the ages. It is unbelievable. It is Xavier Coates has grounded it. Incredible. Here's Tom Gearden dumbing. And he's away. He's got the hammer. We're going to have a hat-trick.
Bye-bye.
Episode Tabuai Fido has got an Origin hat-trick. That's going to cap off the night just nicely for the Maroons. He started at the hammer and he finishes it with three. Full time in Origin 1. And Queensland had all the answers, 38 points to 10.
McDonald's and Remod Water. Triple M rocks footy. Triple M footy lives on listener. Catch all our games, interviews, replays and more. That's LISTNR.